Thank you very much, delegates. We now move to agenda number 7. We have 10 minutes to go for lunch, less than 10 minutes. The revocation of existing codex standards and related texts. The first one is from the Committee on Food Additives. The first one, again, under this is the food additives provisions of the GSFA. Are there any comments? I see no flags. So the Commission approves revocation as recommended by the 43rd session of the Food Additives Committee. The next one is the MRLs for pesticides commodity combinations from the Committee on Pesticide Residues. Under this, the individual MRLs are adopted, and therefore the pesticide commodity combinations are to be revoked. Any comments, please? I see no flags. The revocation is adopted. Thank you, delegates. The next one under the CCPR is the revocation of the Codex Standard 229-1993 Analysis of Pesticide Residues, Recommended Methods for Revocation. Any comments, please? India, please.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity to speak. India does not support this recommendation to revoke Codex Stand 229 and strongly support maintaining it and even upgrading it to the status of a Codex document after scrutinizing, validating, and updating the methods included in the document. Para 35 of the annexure of the risk analysis principles applied by CCPR clearly states that if no methods of analysis are available for enforcing MRLs for a specific compound, no MRL will be established by CCPR. Thus, method of analysis an integral part of the MRL process and should not be totally detached from Codex documents and made part of IAEA website. India understands that the logic behind listing the methods of analysis on IAEA website is that it provides flexibility in updating the same as and when new testing methods are developed, which in case of a Codex document will have to follow an elaborate procedure. But by the same logic, Codex procedures also ensure that only such methods are approved and accepted which have wider feasibility in the developing countries as well. Our concern is that the proposed flexibility may lead to such testing methods being put on IAEA website, which emanate more from the newly developed technology and state-of-the-art equipment in the technologically advanced countries than necessitated by the need to test existing MRLs. India, therefore, is in favor of retaining existing Codex Stand 229 with the proviso that a mechanism may be evolved for regularly updating it. India would also like to seek clarification whether any differential in the methods of analysis posted by different countries on IAEA website as proposed can become a WTO issue. Thank you.
I would request the Secretariat to comment on this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to provide some clarification in relation to the status of the IAEA list of method of analysis for pesticide residues. This is web platform list to provide some sort of room for comments and sharing experience regarding method of analysis. But the list that is maintained by the IAEA should be considered as a resource list and was never meant to be a list for codex reference methods for enforcement of codex MRLs. It's just a list, and countries can share information by putting their method of analysis on that list. But it is not a recognized codex list method, reference method for enforcement of MRLs for pesticides. Now, the term of reference of this committee allows the committee to identify a method of analysis that can be taken as codex reference method for the enforcement of MRLs. And with the revocation of this standard, the situation will be that there will be no codex reference method that can be recommended by codex to governments for enforcement of codex MRLs. That is the situation if you revoke the current standard. But this is for information to the committee. And the IAEA list is just a list for exchange information. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. Hungary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's true what was said by the Secretariat, and also there is a serious concern about the status of methods in the current codex standard. So I think the proposal made by India to regularly update the standard and remove those which are not meeting the current performance criteria, then that would be a suitable mechanism of providing suitable methods for confirming the codex standards. And simultaneously, of course, this standard list can be clearly distinguished and listed on the IAEA website. There's no contradiction with that one, but it should be in a separate place so people could clearly see what are the endorsed codex methods and what are other methods which are submitted for information purposes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hungary. Delegates, we can continue this discussion after lunch, 12:30. After lunch, of course, we have another agenda. Oh, there's a presentation from the observer organizations. Once that is completed, we'll come back to this discussion. I would request the chair of the CCPR to have a discussion with India on this, and maybe the Codex Secretariat can also be a part of the discussion. Then we can take up this discussion after we have completed the agenda on presentations by the member organizations. We come back at 2:30 after lunch. You have any announcements?
Yes, we have the announcement.
Before we break for lunch, there is an announcement by the Secretary, please. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the first meeting is on the trust fund. So today from 1 to 2 o'clock, there is a trust fund meeting with donor countries, and that will be in room 7-8 on level minus 1. From 1 to 2:30, we have the presentation on the new Codex website and the scientific basis for Codex, and that will be in room 5-6 on level 3. And we also have some regional meetings. We have the meeting of the CC Africa members, which will be in room at 1:30 until 2:30, and that would be on level in room 15 on level 1. So that's for the countries in the CC Africa region. And the last announcement is that The last announcement is that we have the list of participants. The draft list of participants is available from the document desk, so you can look at it, and if you have any correction to the list of participants, you give it to the document desk, to the secretariat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice Chair Maniendo. We go back to agenda item 7, where we were discussing the issue relating to the revocation of Codex Standard 229-1993, analysis of pesticide residues, recommended methods. Before we went for lunch, a request was made to India and CCPR and the Codex Secretariat, CCPR Chair and the Codex Secretariat, to have a discussion. And if this discussion has taken place, can we have a brief account? India, please.
Thank you, Chair. As advised by the Chair, we had a discussion with the Secretariat and the chairperson of CCPR. It was appreciated that with the revocation of Stand 229, there will be nothing left in the Codex documents that could be referred to by the members, particularly the developing countries, as reference for methods of analysis. Also, using IAEA website as a repository of methods cannot have the same status as being listed in a Codex document without in any way meaning any adverse reflection on the credibility or the technical competence of IAEA, which we hold in a very high esteem. India, however, appreciates that it may be difficult for CCPR to follow the elaborate procedure required for establishing method of analysis for each pesticide and each product, and also updating it periodically. India therefore suggests that the Stand 229 be retained, and to address the issue of updation, the Commission may consider advising CCPR for development of criteria of methods that would enable countries to choose their own validated methods based on these criteria. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Would the chair of CCPR like to provide any additional inputs? Yes, the chair of CCPR, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. At the 42nd session of CCPR, the CCPR was entrusted by Codex Secretariat to make analysis of existing two forms of list of methods for pesticide residue analysis, namely Codex Standard 229, recommended method of analysis for pesticide residues, and the IEA repository of analytical method for pesticide residues. The second was a result of the committee's decision of maintaining a list of suitable methods on the IAEA website. In order to facing the rapid development and application of new methods and making continually update easier with a web list, the two lists overlapped in some extent. And now, status of the list methods. Neither the method list in Standard 229 nor the IEA database or the web list are meant to have any recommended, preferred, or obligatory status with Codex. There would appear to be little value in attempting to change the status of listed methods, particularly in a field where technology is constantly and rapidly change. At its 43rd session of CCPR, the working group of methods of analysis recommended four options for the CCPR for dealing with issues, including revoking standard 229 and retaining the IEA website as the primary resource for validated methods suitable for the analysis of pesticide residues for compliance with Codex MRs. Second is updating Codex 229 to reflect current methods applicable for pesticide residue and discontinuation of the IEA database. The third is updating standard 229 to reflect, application and the continue of the IEA database in parallel. The fourth is deleting off all the referencing to analytical method by CCPR, thereby leaving the responsibility with the laboratories to employ appropriate and validated methods. As conclusion, at the 43rd session of CCPR, the attending member countries of CCPR, including India, at its decided recommending the revocation of standard 229 and maintaining the IEA web list. As we taught, we are taught just minutes ago by the representative of IEA, the IEA web list was updated continually. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the CCPR. Are there any other comments, briefly, please? Delegates, let me ask you if there is any objection to the proposal of the delegation of India, and which was supported by Hungary before lunch, to retain the standard and advise the CCPR to develop criteria for developing the methods. I do not see any objections. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair of the CCPR, please.
Chair of CCPR, I think that the criteria for method analysis have nothing to do with this topics. Thank you.
Okay. European Union, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Union fully supports the intervention of the Chair of the Pesticide Committee. It was a decision which was already taken at the committee level, and we supported to continue the maintenance of the web-based method database with a direct link to the CODEX website. So, therefore, this is a very technical and important decision, and we consider that the opinion of the committee should be followed. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Is there any other comment, please? India, please.
Thank you, Chair. In the view of India, this issue has got economic impact on most of the developing countries. And absence of any method of analysis under the guidance of Codex, that is going to create confusion. And therefore, it is necessary that there should be some kind of guidance document developed, whether it is a criteria or any other form, which should help the countries to decide that which method of analysis they want to follow. And just to recall that before lunch, it has already been clarified by the Secretariat that this issue does not have any WTO linkage. Thank you.
Thank you, India. May I request the Secretariat to let us have clarity on the process.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is true the recommendation of the CCPR was the revocation of this standard compiling method of analysis for pesticides, but it is up to this Commission to make the final decisions and eventually to put some sort of additional or alternative recommendations to the Committee on Pesticide Residues. If some member of the Commission feel that they need some guidance in relation to method of analysis for pesticides, so one possible way forward could be to keep for the time being the standard in force without revocations and eventually put the question back to the Committee on Pesticide Residues onto the practicalities of maintaining the list of methods updating, and if this is not possible in practice, eventually to consider the possibility to develop criteria to identify methods of analysis that can be used for enforcement of codex methods. That could be some sort of additional proposal from this Commission to the Committee on Pesticides. The only recommendation that came from CCPR is the revocation, but this committee can also propose additional ways forward to the CCPR in relation to method of analysis and how to discuss this at its next session eventually. Doesn't harm the proposal from CCPR to revoke the standard. This commission can propose additional measures to CCPR on how to deal with these issues. Each member of the commission feels so. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Costa Rica considers that it's better perhaps to stop the methods of analysis because developing countries require a comparison parameter. Even though the new analysis methods, well, maybe with technology that's too advanced for our countries, so there would not be equivalent criteria of equivalence. That's the reason why we'd be in favor of the most recent proposal just voiced by the Secretariat. Thank you.
Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Australia would like to support the position outlined by the Chair of the Committee and also by the European Union. This is a rather technical issue that was already discussed at length at the Committee. But I'd also perhaps draw India's attention to some new work that we will hopefully approve later on today as well, and that is under the Methods of Analysis and Sampling Committee, which is actually looking at developing principles for use of sampling and testing in international food trade, and that may be where those concerns could be more appropriately addressed. Thank you.
No, you may say that it's just a general point of view.
Madam Secretary would like to intervene.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to Australia to recall this issue. But this is a little different issue because the principles we are going to develop in the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, of course, they are of general application. There will be principles that look at measurement uncertainty, sampling uncertainty, but it's a little different from actual reference methods, and especially to highlight the fact that the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling is not responsible for pesticides methods. This is really methods for determination of pesticides are the responsibility of the Committee on Pesticide Residues. But of course, there is cooperation and exchange between the two committees. But just to recall that the work which is proposed by the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling is of a much more general nature for these principles for testing and sampling, and would not really provide the reference. The issue of reference methods for pesticide analysis is a little different. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to support the option presented by the Secretariat. We would like to maintain the work in place for new analysis within the committee.
Thank you, Colombia. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mexico would like to endorse the comments of Costa Rica and Colombia, and in this way endorse the proposal that was voiced by the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Is there any other comment in support of the proposal from European Union and Australia, and as proposed by the chair of the CCPR? Argentina, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, just to make reference to the proposal to the Secretariat and say that I would like to endorse the position of Mexico, Costa Rica, and Colombia. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Is there any other comment? Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Tanzania, we do understand that the status of the methods in the IAEA website is not the same as the status of the methods listed in the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And for this reason, we would like to support the proposal by the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. Is there any other comment? Ghana, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ghana would like to support the proposal by the Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Ghana. Any other comment, please? I see none. I suggest we may take on board this recommendation made by the Secretariat to maintain the standard and to request the CCPR to develop criteria and to see the practicality of maintaining the list of methods. Is there any objection? Is there any reservation? I see none. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Fish and Fishery Products Committee, the recommended international code of hygienic practices for smoked fish. The standard CAC RCP 25-1979 was discussed under Agenda 5, and the new standard has been adopted the section has been adopted, so the previous one will be revoked. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so this standard is revoked. Next is from the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. The proposal is for revocation of the standard for canned mushroom. So we have adopted the new one under section, under Agenda 5. So the old one will be superseded. So the old one gets revoked. Are there any comments, please? I see none. So the revocation of the standard for canned mushroom is adopted.